Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to get rid of a good offensive player to have another guy shoot more.
But I then think get a better defense, goal, get more length, get more athleticism defensively.
That's a different question.
So how do you get those guys? You have to trade somebody that's worthwhile.
That's not what you just said, though. Do they need to get rid of Darius Garland to have Evan Mobley shoot more? And I think the answer to that is no. I think that just has to be a focus on having Evan Mobley shoot more.
And it continued like that. Hear that interview, 92.3thefan.com. Outstanding moment between you and Tim Bontemps.
Where are you ranking that?
It wasn't Dave. Is Dave Lapham hanging up on us the number one?
Yeah.
Is that
the number one for me? If you're saying that the offense
was... honestly, I don't want anything from you, really. So let's just, guys. I appreciate it. It was great. It was great catching up. I can see why you has a good time up in Cleveland.
Okay, Dave. Thank you. Guys.
Thank you very much.
That's amazing.
Well, Lima, you could rank it that way, or you could rank it. Where is it ranked for Lima?
Coach, you don't seem nearly as upset after the first few games yet.
Well, then you don't understand me, and you're making a judgment that I don't think you're capable make.
Is the reality maybe saying that with the seniors right now?
No, let's get back to you first, all right? Okay. Don't tell me how upset I am.
That's actually the all. If we're doing personal history, that's all time number one.
I do watch all the President Trump press conferences because I thought I was going to be a political reporter.
Yes,
I mean,
you
I really did. That's how the career started. And
you're going to be Jim Mikuláševsky.
It was that.
I named the wrong name. There's an inside joke between him and an NBC producer. Okay, I mentioned the wrong person.
So I always put myself in the position of the reporters in press conferences where in this case it's President Trump, but in other cases it's, you know, anytime you see a press conference that gets bogged down in a confrontation, I always try to think, what would I say? What would I do? And so I love this stuff. I really do. And Bontemps was not having it. And his point is not wrong. Like, so that's the thing that I keep stressing. Your point's not wrong, Ken. Like, it sucks to even have to talk about how a 64-win team could get better when they were spectacular all year. They were so dominant for most of the season. And then the Miami series was literally the most dominant playoff series in the history of the NBA by the numbers. And then to have that team fold in five games, then have the injuries, and then try to make sense of it to try to get better, I understand why everybody thinks it might be crazy to think about trading a two-time All-Star that's 25 years old that shot 50-40-90 for the first 3 months of the year. But I get into the playoffs and I see these issues and I don't know how they overcome them, and I'm just trying to come up with another way. I'm trying to think of other ways that they... Because there are no easy answers in this cap space that we're living in. The new CBA, it's impossible to perfect this. And to get a perfect team, maybe the closest thing to it right now is Oklahoma City, but they're not going to be able to keep this team together either. They're going to have to make tough. They're going to lose Lu Dort at the end of the year. And mm-hmm. he was, for most of the year, their best defensive player. Gone. Because of the cap. So you're having to make tough decisions.
I want to take... I got to tell you, I think that there is a conversation to have later about the importance of regular season wins. Because Tim Bontemps highlights that many, many, many times. And the text, the tweets, the calls, even, there's a lot of people who are very annoyed by that. 216-474-0092. I want to take a couple of calls here. I do want to get to the very expensive food that's being offered in Cleveland, Ohio right now. But you want me to get to Clark in Cleveland. You're first up in the fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Clark.
So luckily, I don't get paid to listen to fans like you do. Because fans generally don't know what they're talking about.
Very few. Wait a minute. Aren't you just a fan?
I'm a fan.
No. I'm a supporter, not a fan.
Oh.
How about
okay.
that? In either case, right. Well, I did. So I did preface what I said. Well, I didn't preface it, but I poke it. I don't know. All but right. I said afterwards, very few. You know, the Cavs have done a smart thing of not listening to fans the last couple of years. The Cavs, Kobe Altman has done things the way he thinks they should be done, despite what the fans may think, by keeping the team together the previous year and getting better. You know, do we want poo-poo this 64 wins when we can easily make a terrible move and drop back to 44 wins? You know, like the one guy said, enjoy the journey. I definitely believe that. We've got to try to do this around the edges. If the right move jumped up that just made all the sense in the world, of course make it. Kobe Altman showed he would do that last year when he got DeAndre during the year. There wasn't a consensus that the Cavs, a lot of people thought, hey, maybe you don't make a move and mess up the chemistry. But he did that because he said this was the right move. So I don't think the Cavs are shy of making a move, but they're smart enough to know that not just making a move for the sake of making a move is not the right thing to do. So I think they'll do the right thing. And you can get better by not making changes, because you can make what you have better. You absolutely can.
Clark, thank you very much for the call. It was a fine call. Mike and Medina, you're next up on the fan.
Hey, I echo what he said about not listening to fans, because I would jump in the lake if I had to listen to these morons call every day. Like, I swear, we have watched LeBron James take a 8-win team. I don't care about regular season's wins. It matters in the playoffs. We've gone out in the same round, same amount of wins the last 3 years, with Darius Garland getting injured, Evan Mobley being meek, Jared Allen just no-showing, and then Donovan Mitchell ended up with calf issues. He's going to get hurt doing this every year. It's the same thing every year. I don't know what move they need to make, but they cannot run it back. If you are serious about winning a championship, you cannot run this back year after year after year.
That's interesting here. You agree with Clark about calling other people idiots, but you totally disagree about how this team should be put together here in the future, because Clark is not saying to run it back. Clark is saying to run it back. He's not saying to make moves. You're saying to make moves.
Yes, they have to do something, and I don't know what the move is to be made. I agree. We need a wing. We need someone who can play defense, and we just need shot making in the playoffs. Because again, year after year, we're not scoring points in the playoffs. And I'm so sick of just listening to people run it back. 64 wins. I don't care. I want to win.
Wait a minute, Mike. I'm saying to run it back. I didn't once mention 64 wins in my argument.
No,
I didn't say a damn thing about 64 wins over the last few weeks.
No, I know, and I disagree with you, and I hate saying that because I agree with you most of the time when it comes to the Browns, but...
But I don't, listen, I don't want to give away what I can sell because I got another hour and a half because I wanted to do this at 9:20, but I'm going to do it right now, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. 64 wins to me, I know, is not a big deal. You just shot the thing right there in the street because it doesn't matter anymore because you lost in the second round again. So that doesn't matter. However, I'm looking at it from the perspective of, all right, are we really going to be made a good basketball, a good playoff team next year? Or are we focusing too much on some of these guys and what they do around their other prime players? That's what I'm worried about. Those performances with the other prime players. Because Indiana, they didn't start out too terribly hot. The New York Knicks, they're at a crossroads right now about who they want to be and what they want to do.
And
they went to the Eastern Conference Finals here. So I can't tell you how many regular season wins the Indiana Pacers had. I just know it wasn't probably nearly as many as ours. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, wait, Donovan Mitchell no-show in the playoffs? The caller said,
but
Donovan was a warrior in the playoffs.
I agree. But I can't fight him on every single thing.
He put the team on his back. Like, he's the only guy that actually can elevate his game in the playoffs.
I agree with you, but I can't fight him on every single thing.
Yeah.
I don't mention 64 wins in my argument, But you don't win 64 games in the regular season.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
By not being a really talented, really good basketball team.
I agree.
It doesn't happen like that. I mean, I know that everybody's mad at the Cavs, and they're mad at Darius Garland because of the injury and all the other stuff that he can't do. But you're not going to find 64 teams, we're playing the Cavs tonight, we better roll over and die. Like, no. No, that didn't happen by accident. So I can see Tim Bontemps, I can meet him halfway at least, and go, yeah, 64 wins. I think that it would make anybody's head in Cleveland spin like a top if you were to just keep saying 64 wins. But I think the bigger point is he's saying is that you're a really good team and he doesn't believe that they should be making that strong of a move right now, which I can agree with anyway. We'll get back to that coming up here in a bit. You gave me the story of stories yesterday. How much do we don't need to name names because I'm a little bit, I would never do this, but I'm glad there's availability here for it. So tell me what happened yesterday.
Buddy went to a...
We call him Art Brosif.
Soft launch of a new Tokyo-style sushi omakase restaurant, 20-course
Art Brosif, what is omakase?
It's just a 24-course tasting menu, something big cities have, and once in a while, something will pop up in Cleveland like this. But L.A., New York, Miami, that is, if you look at YouTube videos, you can find the best spots to go do that.
24 courses. Can you eat all that?
Yeah, it's small. You know, small courses. But one opened up in Cleveland from a renowned, internationally renowned chef right here in Ohio City.
Nice.
It just opened. So, of course, I'm sitting here listening. And, of course, the only thing in my mind is, what'd you pay? How much? What'd it cost?
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me. And I said, oh, I've got to tell Ken that there is a meal in Cleveland that costs this much money.
I was shocked. This is before booze.
This is before booze, yes.
All right, tell everybody.
No pairing included.
Tell them the price.
$350. And that's what the price is. And that's what it will always be. This wasn't like, special opening night.
No.
That's what the price will be without alcohol per person, by the way. That wasn't for him and his wife. It was $350. Per person, and then, of course, got to have alcohol, so they went and got the sake, and that is only available via bottle, and anybody who goes to a restaurant knows what a bottle of sake might cost.
How much would a bottle of sake be at this restaurant?
I'm guessing north of 100, and if you want the really good sake, now we're talking 200, 300, 400, 500.
You're talking he's in for $1,000 at least with him
easily,
and his wife.
Easily. Now, I will say, he said, quote, best meal he's had in his life.
I don't believe him.
He's a foodie.
I don't believe him.
So you think the money, he paid that much money.
You say that when you spend $1,000 on you and your wife in a dinner, you say that sort of thing.
Now, you would think the expectation goes up. You pay that much money. Like, the expectation is, I better get a great meal. But you're right. You're going to try to justify that kind of spending. Now, he said, The chef,
I don't believe Art for a damn second,
explained every dish, what they were doing with the dish, the spirit of the dish, the origin of the dish, where he was able to source the dish, how he would go to the airport and retrieve the dish, the raw fish, and making sure that he tried to do it other ways to where he could get it a lot cheaper if he brought it in from New York and it made a stop and it was a day later. No, he said couldn't do it. He had to be authentic and get the ingredients.
He's explaining to you why it's directly. So expensive.
Yes. Then he talks about his overhead, how much he's in for the bar, how much that cost.
So
the rates, the tariffs.
I'm not that guy. And I would, if I won the Powerball, maybe I'd say what the hey.
Yeah.
If I won the Powerball. But I don't know. Like, last time I had sushi, what is it? You can go to Giant Eagle and get a roll for like $6.
You go to a lot of places on Wednesday and get a good deal on sushi.
You can go get a good deal at Heinen's for a roll with sushi if you want.
Is it the same quality?
I don't care. It all goes to the same place, and I'm not sick afterwards, and it tastes very good. I might have sushi today. Is there a deal on sushi today somewhere?
A Tuesday sushi in Cleveland? Come on.
Wednesdays, no, the grocery stores.
Full price on Tuesdays. Wednesdays, a little bit of a deal.
We're going to the Browns today, so there's a place in Berea I'm just going to end up getting Chinese from. Okay, and I know it's a totally different cuisine. I get that, but I don't care. Now I'm in the mood for something Asian. I can't believe you're paying.
There's a new sushi place out there that I
know. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not a big...
So instead of 3 a.m. sushi, this is $350 sushi.
So I wouldn't do this. I would never do this, and I think that 98% of the guys listening to this would never do this. I am, in a way, I'm proud that it's here, though. I don't think they have this in Pittsburgh. I don't think there's a place you can go spend $350 on sushi
in
Pittsburgh.
Call Pony right now. Tell him not only do we have Shador Sanders, we got the $350 sushi.
You guys have an old man, an old sushi, and an old city. We are moving forward in Cleveland, Ohio.
Would Aaron Rodgers have signed here if he could get the $350 sushi?
Well, I don't want him to sign here for the $350 sushi. Because your sister lives in Chicago.
Yeah.
I'll audit. She said there's a place that starts at $450.
Well, that's
the Chicago price.
That's the world famous Alinea, which is one best restaurant in the world, like a bunch of times.
But that's the third biggest market in the country, correct? Yeah. So New York, LA, Chicago, that's fair. Cleveland, Ohio, is this a sign that we're on our way back if there's a $350 sushi place out there?
I think if it's being patronized enough that it stays around for a while.
It's got to hang around. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only 8 seats.
It's great. It's great to have the concept, but if it doesn't take off, then
I can't believe it.
I kind of want film. Like, I would have loved to see
the video. I'm
reading
an article written about it back when they purchased the building, and I've spent too much here in Cleveland on sushi. I've been to Vegas and spent $150 and thought, what was I doing? But I didn't get an experience out of that. I was also a younger man with way less
That's a
responsibilities.
That's
right?
A different Owen.
Well, so the video, I would love to see the video of the 8 people sitting around during the open and to see their mannerisms as they are. This isn't just throw the food in the back of my mouth. This is, we've got to cleanse the palate after every single.
Have you had a chef experience dinner before, Anthony?
I've done it once, yeah.
I've done it 2 or 3 times.
Wow.
And you pay more for it, but it's part of the deal where they bring it out and they go, this is what I was thinking when this happened. And you're getting what you don't get to go, I'd like to substitute this
for
that.
No.
You're getting what they put on there, whether you like it or not. And you're going to eat it whether you like it or not.
You guys have both done this.
Yeah, most of them will do.
Yeah, in town. Yeah.
Yeah, most of them will do questionnaires ahead of time. They'll have a staff person get a hold of you and talk about what you're allergic to, what you can take with your diet. But, you know, in the end, when you're going to the expensive place, I think you're pretty much...
I don't think that $350 is crazy. The number is crazy.
The number is
crazy when you compare it to what you could spend money on, and they just go, here's your crap, hope you have fun.
Yeah.
As opposed to,
here's
the whole presentation.
I had a guy at Rack's Roast Beef one time come in after a smoke break and explain to me that the truck was late. That was
That was my experience. I want to know right now from, and this is under, we'll file this under congratulations on all your success. Anybody that can actually afford this, would you do it? Would you do it?
Calling all you in Pepper Pike, Hudson,
Honey Valley,
Rattnall,
Gates Mills,
Honey Valley,
the Avalon portion of Rocky River, West Bay, not South Central Bay where I live, Hudson,
North Solon,
Brattnall. Oh yeah, of course. Hey,
if you're on Lake Road, give us a call.
Yeah, Lake Road.
You live three blocks away, and there's an eagle by your house. Just stay here and run the board.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.